You know, I guess a great movie for Halloween would be The Joker still topping the box office. Yeah, you know, I was set to see it one day, and then schedules got conflicted, and I got conflicted, and The Joker's conflicted, and I never got there. But my next guy's not conflicted. He's just, you know, he's just full of popcorn and, you know, and candy and soda pop, because that's what he lives on. Ron Van Tieren, everybody, from Celebration Cinemas. Ron, how are you?
Steve, happy holiday, Halloween. I'm doing great, thank you.
Good to hear. So The Joker's still a great Halloween offering, I would assume, yes?
Yeah, it's pretty creepy, and that character, I bet a lot of people are going to paint their face up like Joker today or tonight. But listen, we got Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, the Addams Family, Zombieland, Double Tap. I mean, we got a couple of choices for your Halloween activities.
Mistress of Evil. I like it. Anyhow, I see... I'm confused about how this happens. Maybe it's this age-reversing technology and so forth, but I see there's a new Terminator movie here. How do you make Arnold Schwarzenegger look like he's younger?
You know what? It's the magic of movies. You're right. There's always a way to make somebody look good on the big screen here. Not just Arnold Schwarzenegger back, but Linda Hamilton as well.
Wow, really?
So, yeah, they're kind of going back to their roots here, Steve. They're calling this one more or less a sequel to the 1991 T2 Judgment Day. That's where this story picks up. But, look, this is a sci-fi action adventure thriller. It is rated R because these are kind of violent movies, always have been. Critics are giving it a solid 66% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'll take all the guns he gets in the first Terminator. I love that. Sir, you can't load that here. Wrong.
Wrong. I do what I want.
Do what I want. Yes, I love that. Anyhow, so Terminator, we'll see if that's... Have you seen it yet or you have not?
No, I have not. It's opening tonight. Early shows on Thursday evening, of course. That's the new Friday in Hollywood for all of these movies. So if you're done trick-or-treating and you want to relax, come on over for a new movie.
There you go. You know, I see that after that, I see Willem Dafoe works a lot. Yeah, I noticed that looking at a couple of movies. Willem Dafoe, who is, by the way, I've loved for 40 years. I just think he's a cool actor. He gets cool roles, and he's always kind of that, well, he's just a tough guy. And he'll rule rough around the. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he is a great actor, along with the cast of Motherless Brooklyn that includes Edward Norton, who wrote and produced and directed and stars in that movie. Bruce Willis in that movie, Alec Baldwin, set in the 50s, kind of a Chinatown vibe to it, crime drama. But the twist is his detective Lionel is has Tourette's syndrome. And so that's going to be interesting how they work in that little twist in this R-rated crime drama, Motherless Brooklyn.
That's an interesting little twist, isn't it? A little character flaw or character development or whatever. All right. And then Willem Dafoe is also in The Lighthouse.
Yeah, that's a critic's darling right now. A black and white movie, co-stars Robert Pattinson. Those two guys are running, essentially stuck on an island, running a lighthouse, and the crazy drama, fantasy, and horror that goes along with what's going on at the lighthouse. That's rated R as well. And then while we're talking about critic's darlings, Parasite, a South Korean film from director Bong Joon-ho, who did the Snowpiercer, which is, I love that movie. Anyway, that is also in limited release this week, and critics are calling that one of the best of the year.
Really? Parasite? I guess it's got
Got a social class warfare vibe to it. The parasite of the have-nots and the haves. Have-nots infiltrating the haves and what happens with that. It really looks fascinating. Can't wait to see that one.
Starring Kang Hae-so, Ying Zha Zhou, and Wee Too Lo. All those, anyhow.
Right.
Well, those are the names. I mean, the best I can do. I don't speak Korean particularly well. Anyhow, what else?
Harriet looks good, as in Harriet Tubman going back to the 1850s, and she escaped from slavery and then went to the Underground Railroad and had 13 other missions that she went into slave territory and freed her family and others. So that's an interesting-looking movie. And then Arctic Dogs, Four Families, Steve, with which is an animated PG movie, Jeremy Renner, James Franco, Angelica Houston, John Cleese is the bad guy, Otto von Walrus, Alec Baldwin is a polar bear. I'm just saying, I don't make this stuff up. It's entertainment.
There you go. Alec Baldwin, he works a lot too, doesn't he? Despite all of his notoriety and some sort of his infamous outburst from time to time, he works a lot as Alec Baldwin. And you got one more. Where's My Roy Cohn?
Yeah, that's a very limited movie here, playing at just at the Woodland Celebration Woodland in Grand Rapids here. But you know this political figure.
Oh, yeah.
Like kind of a crony of Joseph McCarthy's at the time.
Oh, yeah. He was all over the place, and he was involved in all sorts of different things. Absolutely. So
yeah,
that's
so
interesting.
If you don't get enough politics from the Steve Gruber show or the headlines on TV, you can go check them out at the theater at Celebration Woodland. Where's My Roy Cohn? That's rated PG-13.
Right.
Oh, and the refillable popcorn buckets are back on sale too, Steve. I know you like your movie popcorn.
Dude, I love popcorn. I've got problems with it. I'm powerless over popcorn. So two things. Number one, the app, and number two, the brand new website.
Oh, yeah, CelebrationCinema.com. That's the new website, and the Celebration Cinema app. You can download that at your favorite app places. And just on the way out the door, Steve, the East Lansing Film Festival is taking place at the Studio C in Okemos this weekend, ELFF.com for details.
All right, enjoy it out there, Ron. It's going to be a little spooky, a good night to hide at the movies. Thank you, Ron Van Timmeren. There he goes.
See you at Celebration.
There you go, Ron Van Timmeren, everybody. And some good movies there, no question about that. You know what, though? It's going to be trick-or-treat night, so be careful out there. All kidding aside, be careful. The weather could be kind of lousy in some places. I told you that. You could see snow. You could see sleet. You could see rain. You could see all of it. And remember, Butterfinger and Heath, not good for children. You can drop it off here at the office. I just want to look out for the kids and make sure they don't eat Butterfingers and Heath bars, because I think they're dangerous. But I'll take the donations here at the studio. It's the Steve Gruber Show.